JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Manager for a Day and other exciting events on the itinerary for National Career Week. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. We're going Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married. And guess what? You can't stop me.
Under the Act, that would be discrimination. You also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts under the Act.
Building the future by guiding the present. That's the theme for National Career Week 2018, being observed from February 17 to 23. Spearheaded by the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information in collaboration with HeartTrust NTA, activities are being used to highlight the usefulness of technical vocational education and training through competitions, expos, as well as a Leaders Summit and Youth Forum.
The aim is to help inspire a focus on skill development and wise career decisions across Jamaica towards better engaging youth and adults alike in helping to establish the country as a globally competitive nation. As we even promote world skills, it is good that it's integrated with the Careers Week, because we again need to educate our youth about opportunities locally and globally, how the labor market is changing, and what is it that employers are seeking, what are the skills that they require.
Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid. From February 20 to 22, World Skills Jamaica will host its 6th National Skills Competitions at the National Arena. A Leaders Summit and Youth Forum will also be held on February 20 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. The events will come to a close on February 23 with Manager for a Day. Children of employees across various institutions will take control of the workplace, giving presentations, tours, and shadowing staff. Other activities for the week include the Jamaica Library Service Expo and Junior Achievement Company of Entrepreneurs Annual General Meeting and School Career Expo. According to the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, the country recorded its strongest quarterly growth outturn for the 2017 calendar year at an estimated 1.1% between October and December. That takes us one step closer to becoming the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page to learn more or call the PIOJ at 906-446-324. It's now time for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. This recording artist is one of the early singers with a unique sound known as Jam Gospel. Recording gospel and secular tracks since the 1960s, one of her most popular singles is I Saw the Light. Find out the name of the singer when we return.
Now you can apply for your passport more conveniently. Simply drop off your application using our safe and convenient Dropbox service during regular opening hours at PICA's headquarters. Put your completed application form in the envelope provided, fill out the required information on the envelope, seal, and place in the Dropbox. It's that simple. You can even have your passport delivered to you by courier service. PICA, making applying for your passport a breeze.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Claudel Clark. Clark's music has survived over 4 decades. On our community notice board, the Jamaica Youth for Christ invites the public to the screening of its movie Just Another Friday 2 on Wednesday, February 21, at Holy Cross Church in Halfway Tree, beginning at 7 p.m. For tickets, call 960-4830. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.